This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
And we're back. It's Loud and Local, 99.9 KISW. Text us at 77999 with any requests. If you're just getting out of the Greenwood Music Crawl, then definitely send me a text and let me know what was your favorite band. And I would love to get them on the show. Right now, your new favorite band, Prediction. Solar Tone in studio right now. What's up, dudes?
What's
How you doing?
Well,
how's it going?
How's it going, guys?
Fantastic.
Good. Living.
Right on, guys. So, yeah, man, it's a big night for y'all. You have a debut of five songs that recently done, actually just this past weekend, finishing touches on it, and a little preview of a record. I guess let's go around the room and tell me what your name is and what you do with Solar Tone.
My name's Tristan Brox, and I'm the singer.
I'm Luke Delgado. I'm the guitarist.
Andrew Tarbo. I play bass.
I'm Ryan Wales, and I beat the Skins.
Hey, we don't need to hear about that, okay? We're talking about music here.
Thought they went hand in hand, if you know what I mean.
Oh, ba-dum-bum. All right, guys. So you guys have some really killer shows coming up, and you have a record we're going to play, five songs we're going to play tonight. But I want to know kind of like the origin story of the band. Let's speak like comic book language, the origin story. Where did you guys come from as far as like, you know, who met who, and was it a Craigslist ad, or was it like just kind of organic meeting the minds, or meeting in a scene?
Well, Luke and I played in a band together in high school, and we used to jam in his garage.
Shout out, what high school?
Tahoma.
Tahoma
High School,
right.
Maple Valley.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Shout out Maple Valley.
Shout out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so... you know, I was looking to start a new project. I had quit playing drums for a couple years, and I hit up Luke, and, hey, you want to jam sometime? And he's like, yeah, what about today? It's like, wow, like, he's committed. Dude, I work tomorrow? And so we just started writing music, and eventually found these two guys.
Yeah.
Right on. And when was that?
Oh,
that was in February of 2018.
Okay, cool. So it's relatively new project.
Yeah,
cool,
definitely.
Man. And, who's the newest member of the band? Newest member.
Andrew?
Me.
Yes.
The right. Silent assassin.
What brought you into the fold, man?
My wife was... Because we're kind of new to the area.
Yeah. Where are you from?
We're originally from California.
Awesome.
San Bernardino County.
Killer.
Highland Redlands area.
Yeah.
And we bought our house in Port Orchard, and she was like, you need to get some friends. So she found their Facebook post that they had, and she played me the tunes that they kind of put up.
Sure.
I was like, yeah, I can dig that.
Cool.
So I hit him up and drove out to Enumclaw, and now I'm here.
Just hit it off, man.
How often do you make practice work with that commute, man?
We do it at least once a week.
Wow.
So we drive out there on Saturdays.
So if your wife is ever mad, you have to be like, you got me into this. You're the one who told me to do this. Like, this was your fault.
That's the greatest excuse in the world.
Exactly.
Your idea.
Right? Right on, guys. Well, I'm stoked to have you guys here. So let me say here. Let me ask, you guys got this right in the nick of time. Who'd you record these songs with, guys?
We did it with one of my buddies from high school, Ben Jelinek.
Ben Jelinek.
Yeah, just a nice little home setup, very portable, I will say, and it's been going smooth, just fitting it in the cracks of all of our crazy schedules. And, just got the ball rolling, and now we're here.
Cool,
just
man.
Just in the nick of time.
Exactly, and it's cool, man. We got five songs, and they're definitely a great view of what's to come with the band, and this is a bit of a preview, right? Are these the finished versions of the songs, or are they kind of a working thing, or is this the finish?
Yeah, the finish, basically, of these five songs. Yeah, we mainly just focused on these so we could play them here tonight.
Right on, man. Well, I'm glad to... I'm kind of... I don't know, just I feel very lucky to to be the one to debut these, and it's brand new Northwest music.
We did it just for you.
Yeah, thank you. No one else matters, man. Just kidding.
It's all about Kevin.
So stoked that everyone gets to hear this right now. New music by Solar Tone. We got Sunlight and Waking Up. You guys want to talk a little bit about what these songs are kind of maybe about, or just kind of the structure of them, or whatnot?
Did I write both those?
Yes.
Yes.
You wrote the lyrics to all
I'm
those.
So getting used to them. Yeah. Sunlight and Waking Up. I don't know, man. Just listen to the song.
All right. Let them speak for themselves. All right. Here it is. Solar Tone, Sunlight and Waking Up. Back to the music. It's brand new stuff here on La Moca. We talk more with the band. Text us with the questions at 77999.
Yeah.
Solar Tone here on Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Killer band. I would say they're newish. Would you guys call yourselves a new band-ish?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Newish?
Yeah, definitely. New-ish?
Okay. And not quite a Seattle band. You guys are more of a South End band and kind of the peninsula, mixed all between, so...
Pretty much.
Yeah, good old coming from up south.
Maple Valley band.
Dude, Maple Valley, baby. Come on, what's up?
Maple Valley.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So you guys have some killer shows coming up this Friday, September 6th, starting off September strong at Tony V's in Everett with Glenn Cannon doing a solo thing and Wyatt Olney and The Wreckage. It's going to be a badass show. Have you guys ever played up in Tony V's?
We have not.
No, sir.
We're super excited to be able to reach that part of the I-5 corridor, you know, kind of expand our demographic more. Get up there, you know, for some people up in that area, Seattle's just a little bit too much of a drive.
Absolutely. Tony V's is a great place, and also it's a Friday show, so
yeah,
you know, people up there, you know, working hard all week long, they got to watch some rock and roll, and you guys going to be opening that one?
We are, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're opening for our, actually our good friends, Wyatt Olney and The Wreckage, he's headlining, and Glenn Cannon. Glenn Cannon's playing there, too, so it'll be a fun show. Good lineup. Great lineup,
great, because, you know, everyone wants to drink beer when they get off, and the more they drink, the better we sound.
Absolutely. So you're playing with Glenn Cannon and Glenn Cannon Jr., a.k.a. Y only.
Glenny me.
Yes, exact. Glenny me. I like it. Right on, man. So I got to ask you now, this is going to kind of put you on the spot, Tristan, but I have to ask you, I don't want to make this some sort of, like, marketing thing, but your father is Travis from Bruiser Brody from Second Coming. You know, we most recently had him up for his solo thing. What was it like growing up with him as this, you know, kind of force in rock and roll? And how did that shape you? And, like, you know, how do, I guess, just how did that shape you? And was that, like, your earliest influence?
I mean, absolutely, you know. When kids grow up, they always listen to the music that their parents show them first. You know, at least I like to think so. You know, yeah. When you go digging in your parents' stuff and you find CDs and you put them on. So his CDs happen to be, like, Ministry and The Cult and Dead Moon and Motorhead and stuff. So
yeah.
It turned me on to that, you know. But as far as the whole musician, it's just, dude, it was like growing up with a regular dad. It was just kick-ass because, you know, we got to go do music stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Did you ever get to see Second Coming? Like, back?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, awesome. I remember him. The earliest memory I have was them playing at the Mural Amphitheater.
Yeah,
great,
absolutely.
Great, beautiful, yeah. Beautiful, beautiful stage.
That's some cool memories when you're a kid. And you know, I have to dig in a little bit deeper. Like, how did you know that you wanted to sing? And honestly, your voice is, I'm not going to say it's the same, but it's similar. You guys have very similar voices, and you're both, like, have incredible, strong voices beyond your age. I'd say I would not know you're a pretty young guy. If I heard your album, I'd be like, that guy's probably around 40.
I,
you know,
appreciate
very,
that.
Very
thank
seasoned
you.
Voice, you know, very, but I don't know. When did you realize, like, you wanted to sing? And did you, is it a natural thing for you, or did you take lessons?
No, I didn't take, I actually thought it was pretty funny when, you know, you look up videos of bands or whatever, and the singers doing the me
yeah,
backstage.
Yeah.
I just can never take that seriously.
True.
So I like to do it the raw way, man. You just get it out how you can get it out.
Yeah.
You just force it out. So, I mean, no. The only lesson, I guess you could say, he ever told me, he was just like, pretend like there's gravel in the back of your throat.
Nice.
And I was just like, all right, man. And so I was all practicing in the shower, and my uncle would run in like, dude, are you okay? I'm good.
Singing along to Cher.
Right?
Cher.
Well, the thing is about your dad. I mean, like, seriously, you know, and hopefully he's listening out there. Shout out Travis. But,
what's up, Dad?
You know, the thing about him, he'll be smoking cigs and drinking like a fish, but then he'll go on stage and just have an incredible voice. It's not like he does some, like, crazy, you know, preparation with some, like, honey throat coat. He's doing the things you, quote unquote, shouldn't do.
Yeah.
But he sounds great.
Taking the Lemmy Kilmister approach, I
exactly.
guess.
Exactly. Yes. Well, enough about you, Tristan, let's continue this on with the band. I just had to get that out. I had to ask, you know.
No, cool, man.
Definitely. So, you guys are going to be playing again Everett, but also a big show at El Corazon. That's October 13th, and that one's with Saliva, guys. This is pretty big moment for you guys, right?
Definitely. I was I grew up listening to Saliva when I was first, you know, getting into rock music, and I remember hearing like Click Click Boom, Ladies and Gentlemen. And, you know, when we saw the lineup, I was like, there's no way that's, like, the Saliva that I grew up listening to. And I looked, I was like, whoa,
nope.
It is. This
there
is
it
cool.
Is.
So It's kind of surreal.
Absolutely, man. So definitely, if you can't make it to Friday, September 6th, this Friday with Glenn Cannon, Wyatt Only in the Wreckage, and the band you're listening to right now, Solar Tone, then try to make it October 13th with Saliva at El Corazon. Guys, I got to kind of grill you guys. So some questions we like to ask. Ooh. One, to kind of get a background of what you grew up on or what influenced you at an early age, what was the first CD, tape, vinyl, first actual piece of music, physical media you actually purchased on your own with your own money, not something that was given to you or a hand-me-down, the first one you actually purchased on your own?
Ooh, well, I mean, growing up, I had heard nothing but, like, Chris LeDoux, Montgomery Gentry, old country stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I started getting into rock, and the first thing I purchased with my own money was City of Evil by Avenged Sevenfold.
Nice.
And
that
CD totally changed my whole approach to drumming, because, I mean, all the bell work the Rev did, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great album for
Incredible drummer.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But, yeah, that's mine.
What about you, man?
The first album I purchased was Incubus, Morning View.
Yeah, that's a great album. It's a great album.
Big inspiration to me, for sure.
Hell yeah.
I'd have to say mine was, based off my terrible memory, Wes Montgomery, A Day in the Life. I love me some jazz.
All right, cool, man. Some jazz, yeah. Right on. And would you say that jazz music influences you as a musician?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are an extensive amount of extended chords in our songs. Not sure if anybody here knows what that means,
sure.
But that's cool. But yeah, big influence.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And how about you, Tristan?
Above by Mad Season.
Nice. That's a classic. That's
really
a good sex album.
Sounds, yeah. Sounds cliche.
Sexy album.
Sounds cliche.
Wait, did I say that?
Yeah, well, I was 10, Kevin, so.
Hey!
So I was just getting music to me.
Exactly. Well, as you grow up,
you learn to appreciate different things for different reasons.
All right, lightning round. Favorite Northwest band of all time, whether they're still going or, you know, broke up or, you know, passed away, whatever. Favorite Northwest band of all time.
Ryan.
Oh, probably Alice in Chains, honestly.
Yes,
absolutely. Pretty into Chains, so, yeah, that's mine.
Killer.
Hendrix.
Yes.
Greatest of all time.
Stole mine, man. Hendrix Experience.
Why we get along.
Yeah, but see, Andrew went up.
He's Hendrix.
He named
your
his child
Hendrix Experience.
Hendrix.
All right, there we go.
Yeah.
And how about you, Tristan?
You know what? If you'd have to forgive me, I'm going to cheat a little bit. They're right on the Oregon borderline, so they're close enough, but Dead Moon.
Yeah.
Man, give it up for Dead Moon for sure.
Right on, man. Very, very cool. And we're going to go into a couple more songs from you guys. So we're going to go into Prophet and Bungalow. This is two songs from what is sure to be a killer full length from you guys, but we're kind of debuting these two songs right now. Anything you guys want to say about Prophet or Bungalow before we jump in, or should we just throw them on?
Jump right in.
Right on.
Deep end.
Catch them Friday, September 6th at Tony V's in Everett with Glenn Cannon and Why Only in the Wreckage. Right now in studio at Solar Tone on Loud and Local. Let's go.
Thank you. Please don't stare at me for too long.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Back here on Loud and Local, the band that is in studio tonight going to be playing Tony V's in Everett with Glenn Cannon, Why Only in the Wreckage, and that band is Solar Tone. So far, we played 4 out of 5 songs from the record. So I got to ask you guys, what's the plans for the album? And like, when maybe can we hear the rest of it? And definitely, can I book you guys to come in and debut the rest of those when they're done?
Okay.
Well, probably, I'd say definitely by the end of the year. Hopefully within the next 2 or 3 months, we should be have everything all finished up and going on Spotify, Google Play.
Yeah.
All that.
You know, we got life hitting us, so we're working at our own pace.
Yeah.
We're working at our own pace for sure.
Taking it slow.
But it'll come out soon. Plus merch. We have merch on the way, too. So we're spending our money right.
Cool. So you guys have a name for the album, or is it going to be self-titled? Or
it's called Feedback.
Nice, dude. Right on.
Feedback. Keeping it simple.
Cool. Right on, guys. So, yeah, again, Friday, September 6th at Tony V's, and then October 13th, you can catch them with Saliva at El Corazone. What are your guys' goals for the rest of the year and then, you know, looking forward?
I don't know. So I've been taught, guys. What's your goals?
More shows. I think we were talking about this on Friday, maybe a Halloween show.
Oh, Halloween show. We really want to get into that. Yeah.
What are you guys going to dress as? All right, here's a question. Favorite Halloween costume you've ever had growing up?
Oh, man.
Dr. Roxo, the rock and roll clown.
Oh, Metalocalypse.
Dude, I straight up, I filled a bag with sugar, and I was walking around all my family friends. That dude's okay!
Yes, quote unquote, sugar.
Sugar, right.
Keep that on the hush hush.
Sugar!
And what about you guys? Any things that stand out from your childhood?
Dude.
Blind referee.
I didn't have your microphone on. That sucks.
Oh.
All right. Blind referee. That's awesome.
Nothing. Fun. Silent assassin for a reason. Right.
During the whole, you know, strike with the NFL.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, it was.
I like that.
Humor.
Luke,
humor.
What about you, man?
I think my favorite was me and my neighborhood pal, Alex Maynard. We were Siamese twins.
I like it.
Yeah. Stuck with him all night next to my side. That was interesting.
Right on.
Dude.
Tristan,
the
you remember anything?
Crimson Ghost.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
And my hair was, I was in like the sixth grade. My hair was long enough. I did the devil lock and everything.
Oh, nice, dude. People are like, what's that? You're like, posers.
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, you guys don't understand.
It's a Misfits, man.
Yeah, kids my age didn't really know about cool bands like that.
You're way ahead of your time, Tristan. All right, man. So that's 5 songs. Actually, 4 out of 5. We're going to play one more here. But before we go into that and we kick you the hell out of this station, who do you want to shout out and where can we find your music? I guess, where can we find your music? Is this going to be uploaded online anytime soon or do we got to wait for that?
Gotta wait a little while longer.
Fair enough. So this is the only chance. So keep, you know, get your cassette tapes ready to record here. So.
Exactly.
That's right.
Like the hell out of this.
Shout out anybody, Ryan. What's up?
Shout outs, thank yous, and
I'd say big shout out to Ben for helping us do this.
Big time,
definitely.
Yeah, thanks, Ben.
Big time. Shout out to
Tristan's mom. Yes.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to my mom. She said I need to be more assertive. She was texting me during the interview. I need to be more assertive, apparently. So, mom, shout out to you and my dad and everybody else for coming out to show, especially on that Labor Day weekend that we just recently played. Everybody's usually out and about, but for the people that were able to make it, we really appreciate that.
You guys played. Was it?
It was Club Sur. Club Sur. Yeah, nice, we just played Club Sur with our boys from Crossing Crusades and Half a Shadow, and so it was a great show.
Right on, guys.
I would definitely look forward to more. That's our band goal right there. Just playing shows and having a good time, man. That's what it's about.
Any more thank yous and shout outs before we jump into the song?
I think that's it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Cool. Right on, guys. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. Solar Tone, here it is. This is Interstellar. This is a bit of a more of a relaxed, chill jam. Right on. Let's go into it. And I hope to have you guys up next time. And again, one more time, this Friday, September 6th at Tony V's in Everett, and then October 13th with Saliva. Solar Tone here on Loud and Local.
Yeah. I can tell you how hard it's been.
not to mention.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.